I want to say thank you to everyone for everything that it takes to get here and make this magic happen. There's a lot of work that's gone on in preparation, and a lot of work that's gone on just in our lives, in your lives, to make it possible to do this thing. And I always love that thing that someone once said, I guess, at the beginning of a gathering, saying that I'm very aware of that most of the people in the room almost didn't come. And I think that's so true of these retreats. Almost all of us almost didn't come. And yet, here we are, which is a very beautiful thing. Here to do this kind of mysterious and odd thing that we do. And we arrived trundling down highways in our rolling boxes and leaving behind, you know, all that unfinished business that will simply have to take care of itself or wait for the boon of our attention later. And it's always so, you know, even for people who live in monasteries, you know, when they get ready to do this, they still have to put down all the other, you know, that tool that they didn't sharpen that's in the garden, and, you know, those beets that just might go bad in the in the bag. You know, that there's a kind of a putting down of everything that happens in order for us to do this. And we remember, you know, in our first dedication, all the ancestors of meditation in the still halls. And we're the beneficiaries of generation after generation of meditation in these still halls. Here it comes to us. And it's quite a gift. And although, you know, to us this certainly may feel like a sky full of demons at the moment, and I really want to acknowledge that it's in this time, in this particular time, that we come here to sit together in the silence and to walk together and to eat together and to work together and to dream our dreams close to each other and to share them with each other. We step aside. So we'll sit and walk together for these days at a radically slower pace. We'll take time to be curious about the doorknob, about how the light changes on the floor. Thinking about this retreat, I was reminded of a line, and now I can't remember whose line it was, that says, a poem that says, hand in the dark, untying the knot that the same hand tied in the light. And really, that's a lot of what our retreat is, our hand in the dark, untying the knot that the same hand tied in the light. We come together to allow ourselves to untie the knot, to give it some space, time to unwind. And I came across a lovely quote from Thomas Merton. And actually it was in a talk about by Mary Carr, and I'm not really familiar with her work, but she was saying, it does deepen you to be dark-minded. And I thought, there's something to that. In a way, in the light and in the dark of our days and nights in retreat, we're practicing being dark-minded. And it can be dark-minded in various senses of the word. But here's Thomas Merton, says, every one of us is shadowed by an illusory person, a false self. I wind my experiences around myself and can cover myself with glory like bandages in order to make myself perceptible to myself and to the world, as if I were an invisible body that could only become visible when something visible covered its surface. I think I'm going to read that whole thing again because it's quite a mouthful, yeah?
Yeah.
Every one of us is shadowed by an illusory person, a false self. I wind my experiences around myself and cover myself with glory like bandages in order to make myself perceptible to myself and to the world, as if I were an invisible body that could only become visible when something visible covered its surface. And so here we take time for an unwinding. We can unwind those bandages of appearance, those bandages of opinions and beliefs that we think somehow make us solid, make us visible to ourselves and to others. I am somebody, this is who I am, made up of all of those layers of illusory personhood. So this unwinding that we do here, and you know, I love that expression, we come here to unwind. You know, isn't that a great expression? So this kind of unwinding the layers of extra stuff, so that we actually can be in the mysterious and immense spaciousness of the doorknob, the floor, the leaf. That's freedom. And sometimes then when we experience these moments of terror, really, about other people or ourselves, or thinking I know things I don't know, you know, we can ask ourselves, what's the source of this information? What's the source of that thought? And most of the time, you know, we just thought it up. And we can kind of let it go. We can recognize we actually don't have to believe all of our own creations. So we sit down and take time to unwind. And I was noticing something else about this unwinding. There's also an unwinding in this season. There's an unwinding of the trees. The daily darkening of the oak leaves has been particularly noticeable this year. Every day, darker, darker, and going from shining to dry, from a moist rustle to a dry rustle, and then falling and blowing across. One morning there was just a blizzard, really a blizzard of leaves across the field. And that's an unwinding. And the larger presence of night, you know, more moon, more stars. And the daytime shining, those incandescent leaves, a kind of unwinding. And we feel the presence of the night in other ways. I've been feeling it in other ways, a certain kind of tiredness that wants to put something down when the morning comes later and the night comes sooner. And wants to reconnect with an old friend, reconnect with our ancestors, with those who are gone and those who on whose lives we rest. And a feeling like walking through a doorway and going, oh, where was I? Yeah, that's a kind of unwinding of this season that I've been feeling. And yet, you know, we're so very busy. We're so busy. And there's a sort of stagger. There's an off-balance feeling like jumping off a swing when we get here. You know what I'm talking about? It's at least it feels that way to me. And so everything here is structured in such a way as to support us as we jump off the swing and land on the real ground, to support our stopping. The silence supports our stopping and getting here. The closeness supports a kind of precision of attention. What is here? What is this right here next to me? The steady timing of things, the rhythm of the day and of the periods, and the readings that remind us that we can, that we have everything to rely on in this vastness. We have chances to talk individually. So we get dark adapted. It's always been striking to me how long it takes, you know, at least half an hour, right, in the dark, for your eyes to really adapt to the dark. And I think longer than that for our spirits, for our bodies and our eyes and our minds to adapt to a rhythm of the dark, a rhythm of not looking always towards the light. It takes a little while to get slow adapted. So I'm wanting to really encourage you to let yourself take time getting slow adapted. Go easy. Let the schedule and the ritual hold you. And in this first day especially, stick to basics. Feel of your body on the cushion. Feel your feet being held by this great earth as you walk. What really is here? Let yourself gather. Let yourself get here. Feel this space. You know, as if you were, even though we see, it takes us a while to feel the feeling of the distance between here and the wall. Or the way the sound is outside and the way the sound is inside. What really is here? What really is sustaining you? You have a chance here, a rare, rare chance to be all curiosity. You don't have to solve anything. You don't have to figure anything out. You don't have to perform. You can be all curiosity. You can indulge in the mystery of how it is, how it really is right now. That mystery that has limitless healing power. So let the floor greet your foot. Delight in the beauty of someone else's step or hand, or the solidness of them next to you, the sound of their breathing. Let the songs of the sutras roll into you, one after another. And over time, you may find some autumn questions rising up. What is shedding? What's falling? What wants shedding? What wants to be tucked away and allowed to rest in the dark? What wants to be seen clearly with its bare branches outlined against the sky? What wants to be mended, like mending nets in the long winter nights? What wants to be built, connected, learned, discovered? What dreams are seeing you? And through all of this, the through line, notice the through line. And you can connect with this through line of your life just in your breath, which you always have. Yeah? Keep allowing your breath to connect you with this amazing through line of life and death. Take up the posture of attentiveness. take care with how you sit and stand and walk and lie down. Stay connected to breath. And have a beautiful retreat. Thank you all for the depth and sincerity of your practice.